What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Kozlowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And this episode is just a freestyle. It's just me talking, sharing some of my thoughts, and most importantly, just giving a subtle, gentle reminder. So this past week, I was in California during the No King protests, and I was in the Orange County, San Diego area most of my trip. And during that time, I saw all the protesters, saw the people go out there. I wasn't in downtown LA, so I saw no violence. I saw nothing even close to what you saw on the news, because in San Diego, or at least where I was at when the protest took place, it was pretty, well, it wasn't pretty, it was very civil, and people were standing on the side of the road for that period of time, and then they went home. However, I noticed that a lot of people like myself had watched on different channels, news, YouTube, how intense it did get in different places in the country. So, little disclaimer, I have no desire to weigh in politically one way or the other. I'm not going to tell people how you should behave. I'm not going to mom or dad someone and say, we just all need to do this and do that. Or because I feel you guys... Put yourself in my position for a moment, okay? I'm a therapist. I'm sitting down with people that have mental health issues, relationship issues, and these people that I work with, on my business card, it's not like, I can only work with people of a certain age, certain ethnicity, a certain gender. I do have specialties, obviously, when people are severely suicidal, that's one of my specialties, borderline personality disorder, adolescence and parent-child relationships. Those are really, I'd say, my big specialties. But when I'm sitting down with people, I live here in Utah now, so I'm from San Diego. And when I'm here in Utah, I see like a big, huge division. And I'll sit down with some of my clients and they'll be hardcore Mormon, Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, really dedicated, really, really adamant about following, the strict guidelines of the religion of the church. But then on the other hand, I have a lot of people that grew up here and were offended, hurt, felt marginalized, felt like the church didn't have room for them, felt like the church did them wrong in some way, or at least people, their interactions with their experiences here. And so those people went to another extreme where now they have a lot of hard feelings about this religion. And by the way, I'm just using this as an example, you guys, to make a comment about this past weekend. And so I'm sitting down and I'm hearing both sides of like, oh man, like our life is so much better because we live this way. And then people over here is like, oh man, our lives are so much better because we live this way. And we're so glad we got out. I'm talking about the people who are definitely against the religion. It's not like they're indifferent. They're like, no, they hate the religion. They want nothing to do with it. They think it brainwashes people and like just some really harsh and hard opinions from their own personal experiences, of course. And then people over here that are into the religion and really they have a similar testimony, or not a similar, just as strong as a testimony, but their testimony is that the religion gave them unity in their family or community, or it's helped them in all these different ways. So as I'm sitting here and I'm listening to these different types of people, my job is not to help them fortify or strengthen their religious beliefs or their religious or their frustrations with the Mormon religion here. My job is to help them not take their life by suicide. My job is to help them connect with their kids better so they have a relationship with their kids that can be long-lasting and they can have influence over their kids. Or my job is to help teenagers and kids have a better relationship with their parents so they could influence their parents, because every family, if in case you've never taken a lot of psychology classes, every family, it has to evolve with adolescence. Adolescence is a huge life cycle node, which is just a fancy term for just a very unique time in your life. And so as I'm sitting with these different people, they'll share with me their anger and their frustration. And it's weird because coming from San Diego, like, I don't know. I don't really feel like I really fit in like the hardcore Mormon category, and I don't hate the church. I love everybody, because when I sit with people, I see their hurt and pain more than I see their opinions and their belief systems. I see them smile when they do get better relationships with their family members and friends. And so from my perspective, the reason why I ask you guys to just put yourself in my shoes for a second, my goal and my job is to help them be happier. My job is not to tell them how to think or believe or what to believe or what to think in regards to politics and religion and some of the biggest topics that are being discussed right now on social media and at dinner tables. So what I want to share with you guys is that after the Nokeen protests, I've heard people from both sides. I have clients who are telling me their frustrations. You know, how could they do this? And how could they deport people? And they're hurting people. And then people over here are saying, how can these people think that we're going to give them a free ride here in this country? And I'm literally just listening to completely opposites. But when people are done venting, when they're sharing all the frustration, anger, and hurt and pain that they're feeling, I listen to it, kind of just hold it for them for a little bit. And then when it's done, I just give them a simple reminder. They've used a lot of energy, and this is taking a lot of energy. We all know, even if you have the right and a great reason to be angry, it still exhausts us of a lot of much needed energy, thoughts, time. So my thing that I just want to share with you, just throw my two cents in out there, is that everybody right now that's been into following what's going on in politics and following what's going on with, like I said, this past weekend, we're all experiencing right now, or everybody in that group is experiencing what's called a vulnerability hangover. Now, I didn't come up with that term. First time I heard it was from Brené Brown. I don't know if she came up with the term, but I like the term a lot because it basically describes, you know, an emotional and physical exhaustion from being so intensely worked up about something. So for example, with my clients that I work with, when they have like a very serious suicide attempt or a very serious like panic attack or mental health episode, it exhausts so much their energy and mental and physical wherewithal. It's like they're so taxed and they're so wiped out from it that it takes about 48 to 72 hours sometimes to bounce back from that. So that's why it's called a vulnerability hangover, because much like a hangover, you're depleted, you're dehydrated, you're dried up, and you have to recharge. So for everyone that's been personally affected by what's been going on this past weekend, or even if you're not personally affected, you're just agitated, you're angry, and you're frustrated for whatever reason, I just want to give a simple reminder that our families, our friends, everyone else in our lives, they also need our energy too. Please, do whatever you feel that you need to express yourself, to share your opinions, but also just have a thought in your mind, what you're about to share online, what you're about to do in public, regardless what side of the fence you're on. Is that something that's going to exert so much energy And is that's going to get a lot of negative energy back that now you're going to have to be combating with that negative energy? I don't know. I'm not saying don't post something. I'm not saying don't share your thoughts and your feelings. I guess what I'm really saying is that how much do you really need to share in regards to your opinions that could possibly create more confrontation? So now you're in this defensive cycle, defending yourself from attacks from people when you were just trying to share something that you thought. So with my clients, when they come to me, they'll say, hey, you know, I posted this thing online and look at all this hate I got. And I mean,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Literally on both sides of the fence. And so I'll look at their texts, I'll look at their posts, and sometimes I look at it and say, hey, I get it. I totally get why you said this that particular way. But then I ask them that response and the reaction that you got from certain people. Did you expect that? And sometimes people say, yeah, I did expect that. Or sometimes people say, no, I didn't expect it to be that bad. Or like, why are people so mean or so cruel? And now that person is so defensive and so worked up. Instead of just being able to come down from whatever they're upset about, like for example, this past weekend, instead of being able to come down and rest for that 48, 72 hours to recharge from all that energy they exerted, they now get amped up again. And so they stack on another intense moment, even if it's online on their phone. They could be in the living room, their kids could be around them. And, you know, I was talking to one mom recently. It's like, I'm so upset and so frustrated. She confessed to me. By the way, I have people confess to me things that they would normally not tell their family, sometimes their husbands, their wives, their kids. But, you know, I'm just that guy. By law, I have to keep the secrets. So people could trust me because I'm pretty good at keeping secrets. It's my job. So those people, right when they should be like recovering and dealing with that vulnerability hangover, it gets amped right back up again. Now they're in protection mode. They're in fight or flight mode. They're battling with people. How could they say this? Then their community jumps in and gets their back. So don't you talk to them like that. Then it becomes a whole nother battle and confrontation. And you don't get to reload and recharge. My concern is that our families, our friends, our loved ones that might have cancer, sicknesses, or illnesses, people in our community that we could be serving, those people are missing out on the best of us if we unknowingly drift off into a world of confrontation, whether it be on social media, whether it be at a dinner table. That world of confrontation concerns me, because every country knows that you can only be at war for so long. Because who's going to grow the crops? Who's going to grow the vegetables? Who's going to do all the necessary essential things if everybody's distracted by staring at their phone, staring at, you know, the TV? And I can really see why now there's been a big shift, at least in the past 10 years that I've noticed. So many more people are doing yoga, breath work, meditations, trying to find holistic ways to balance and center themselves. And for my clients and the people in my atmosphere and that I'm surrounded by, people that come and talk to me that they're getting into those things, it's usually after they've had so many combative experiences. And some of the times it could be a divorce. Sometimes it could be family problems, whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a political debate. But they come to me and they say, man, I've had so many constant battles of competition with other people, battling with other people about who's right, who's wrong, that they stack up so many of those together, they don't have a chance to experience the hangover. They don't have a chance to really recharge and get back up on their feet and get centered. And so those people start looking for things, like I said, like breath work, yoga, therapy even. And I'm so glad that it's happening. I'm really glad that it's happening because, you know, we've been in a lot of civil disrest, probably, 2016, at least that's when I noticed. 2015, 2016, where it really started to pop. And so 2015 to 2025, that's 10 years, you guys. Now, for teenagers that are just, you know, like right now, or 20-year-olds, it's not 10 years for them. You know, they're 10 years ago, they're just playing, you know, Super Mario Kart or Fortnite, whatever. Like, they weren't necessarily being affected by this, so it's new to them. But for us as adults that have been caught up in this constant back and forth for the past 10 years, a lot of us are tired. And when we're tired, we don't give the best of our energy to our kids, to our jobs, to our family members and our friends. So my message is very simple. When you unload, you got to make sure you take time to reload. And the best way to reload is service of the people who are closest around you. Now, I know some may argue and say, well, that's why I am going to the protest, or that's why I'm online, because I'm protecting my community and the people around me. Oh, yeah, I know you are. I know you are. But I'm talking about your child standing right next to you. I'm talking about your intimate partner. Now, if your intimate partner happens to be having reason to be fearful for their safety because of things that are going on in the world, I'm not telling you not to be fearful of their safety. I'm not telling you not to worry about those things. What I am saying is that even your partner that might be fearful and you might be fearful for them, they have other needs too. They have health needs. They have mental health needs. Maybe instead of, you know, going back and forth with people online, maybe you might want to take a break and, as the kids say, go touch grass. Go for a walk. It's summertime. It really does sadden me that sometimes, you guys get what I'm saying. Sometimes during the summer, a lot of these protests and a lot of these things get pretty intense. However, I know a lot of people that have participated in a lot of protests, some violent, some not violent, and they have different experiences coming from those. And I have some people that have been at protests against the protesters, and they have all different experiences with that. But the one thing we all have in common is hurt and pain. Every single human being can relate on struggle. All the people there that are protesting against each other, they're all in a lot of pain and they're all struggling. I don't want people to struggle. I don't care what side of the fence people are on. I want people to have more connection than confrontation. So take it for what it's worth, you guys. But if you guys have been feeling just lethargic and just really tired and exhausted, it's because your mind, your body's telling you need to experience this vulnerability hangover. Turn off your notifications for a couple of days. Do, you know, what popular terminology people know is called self-care. And, you know, whatever you can do, self-care, you know, go get a cheap chair massage at the mall if you can't afford the full hour and a half massages, because those are so expensive now. Get your nails done, go get your hair done, go for a walk with your friends, just go outside. Like I said, do things or do what the kids are talking about now. Have a 90s summer. If you don't know what a 90s summer is, it's just a summer where you intentionally put away your devices and act like they don't exist, at least for a significant period of time. Be more experiential, especially if you have young kids. Your young kids are going to feed off of your energy. If your energy stays low because you're constantly exhausting yourself online. And by the way, I have that same issue too. I turn on my YouTube and man, I click one thing to go, what's this happening? And I click the other side. I click both sides of the fence, like from CNN to Fox. I'm just trying to figure out like what's going on because I'm trying to relate to my clients to help ease their concerns and worries, but not by giving them advice, just by giving them, you know, a pat on the back, a hug, saying, hey, like, I know this is stressful and let's talk about some things you can control right now. Let's work on some things that you can actually have influence over, because the things you can control, have influence over, is playing with your kid today instead of being on your phone and not noticing that they're on their devices for 3 or 4 hours, because that's what happens. It happens so easily to the best of us. It happens to me when I'm doing work. It happens to everybody. It's so easy to get lost in the aggression sauce or lost in the agitation sauce that we forget that the people around us, not only are they not getting our time and attention the way they should, but they're not getting the best of our time and energy and attention when we do give it to them because we're distracted. I know this is a difficult time in our country. Like I said, I'm not going to tell anyone how to think, how to feel, how to believe, what to do. I just want to remind you guys that our family and the people around us, they have small little things that they need from us. And most of that is our time, attention, and energy. And they need the best of our time and attention and energy. Well, you guys, until next time, hopefully nobody torches me and thinks that I'm taking one side or the other, because my true belief and feeling, I think, is best summed up by a reggae artist named Ziggy Marley when he famously said, love is my religion. Well, until next time, you guys, follow us on social media and thanks for listening and following OG Therapy, and be cool.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.